Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Psychic Talk Radio
with Reverend Adam,
your source for spiritual insight and messages.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Jay Tree and Reverend Adam. I hope everyone can hear us okay. We want to welcome you back to today's show. We're going to take callers as usual on today's show with a single question per caller. We're going to have a segment first, starting out by Jay Tree. So I'm going to turn it over to Jay Tree. Welcome back, Jay Tree. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great, thank you. It's good to be back. It's good to be back on the show consecutive week in a row again. it's been a very crazy week with everything that's been going on, but now we're back to settling in and getting things back to where they're supposed to be.
Wonderful. And what segment do you have for us today?
Well, today I thought what I'd do is I would discuss some calling the quarters. as you know, calling the quarters creates an invisible line of force that marks the space between two worlds, the mundane and the spiritual, or the temporal and the magical. This boundary usually begins in the east, where the sun rises, and ends in the west, creating a complete circle around, above, and below the practitioner. The only time calling the quarters begins elsewhere is during banishing, when it often starts in the north and progresses counterclockwise to decrease negative energy, or when another quarter is more important or significant in the workings. For the sake of simplicity right now, stick with conversations and begin in the east. Walk from the central altar to the eastern part of the circle, or where you place the object or altar for that direction. Visualize a pure white light filtering that space. As you walk the perimeter clockwise, continue visualizing this light shimmering outward, creating a three-dimensional boundary in your mind's eye. Some witches find it helpful to trace this line with a wand or athame to better direct the energy. And everybody knows what an athame is. An athame is a small knife that is used in many rituals. this is one of a witch's tool that they use for many different things. It can be used to scribe candles when doing candle spells. It can be used to actually cut the circle to be able to go within and without the salt, and then for it to seal it back up again. So there's many uses for an athame, and I think that everybody that is a witch should actually have one, and it doesn't make any difference how big or how small it is. It doesn't matter what it's made out of. Some people like the glass ones, some people for significance. Some people like to have the old-fashioned metal ones that have ordained handles on them. So really, there is no right or wrong athame to have. It's just something that's very handy to have in a witch's toolkit. So as you arrive to each of the four directional points, recite an invocation, welcoming the elemental powers and asking them for protection and support. This following sample invocation begins in the east and proceeds clockwise around the space. It ends at the center altar with an invocation for spirit. Note that the elemental energies of each quarter are honored in the words. If symbolic elemental items have been left at these four spots, they should be used somehow during the invocation. For example, lighting a candle to symbolize the presence of that power and to honor it. Now, one of the things that I do when I'm doing my invocation is I always light a black candle and a white candle for balance. And then I have another candle, whatever I'm using it for, like red for love, green for prosperity and for financial gain. And also the four corners or the four elements can be represented by colors of candles as well.
So
let's start with the east. Beings of air, guardians of the east, breath of transformation, come. We welcome in the sacred space. We ask that you stand firm to guard and protect, refresh and motivate, support the magic created here by conveying my and our wishes on every wind as it reaches across the earth. Always make sure that you say for we. Don't be selfish and make it just about yourself, because what we're trying to do is we're trying to collectively
right.
do something together. South, beings of fire, guardians of the south, spark the creation that banishes the darkness. Come, be welcome in the sacred space. We ask that you stand firm to guard and protect, activate and fulfill. Support the magic created here by conveying our wishes to the sun, the stars, and every beam of light as it embraces the earth. West, beings of water, guardians of the West, rain of inspiration, come. We welcome in the sacred space. We ask that you stand firm to guard and protect, heal and nurture. Support the magic created here by conveying our wishes to dewdrops in ways as they wash across the world. North, beings of earth, guardians of the north, soils of foundation, come. We welcome to this sacred space. We ask that you stand firm to guard and protect, mature and provide. Support the magic created here by conveying our wishes to every grain of sand, every bit of loam that is our world. Center or spirit, ancient one, the power that binds all the elements into oneness and source of our magic, come. We welcome in the sacred space. We ask that you stand firm to guard and protect, guide and fill all of the energy created here. May it be for the good of it all. And then always end with, so mote it be.
So mote it be.
I like to do, as it's written above, may it be written below, may no harm come to no one. So mote it be. That's the way that I end my circle. That's the way that I end my spells.
Right.
It's just something that it resonates better with me because it's not just cut and dry. It's you're collectively asking for God and Goddess's help and for guidance. So that's one of the things that we want to always take into consideration is that with being Wiccan, there is balance. We don't have just one or the other. We have the male and the female. We have the feminine and the masculine.
Precisely.
So I wanted to share that with you all tonight because that's a very helpful tip. It's when, you know, when you are casting your circle, always make sure that you are using pure white salt. Bless it first.
Right.
So that way you have the protection around you. Always use things with duality. Always use whatever you have to signify the four elements.
Right. Because the four elements are very important, and all of nature, all of creation is made using the four elements. Now, when we're referring to the four elements, we're obviously referring to actual elements of air, fire, water, earth. And we refer to these as the elements of astral birth and physical birth, where all of manifestation has come about because of these basic elements. And don't forget spirit or soul, okay? That is the fifth element. That is the real driving force behind all of the others. When you do a prayer, you pray from the heart, because if you're praying just to pray, and you're praying something that's written down with no passion, that prayer is not going to hold the same weight, and it's not going to hold the same amount of power of manifestation.
Exactly, and that's one of the things that I'm teaching a few of my pupils, is that there is manifestation and how to manifest. People always talk about the law of attraction, which is very, very real.
Mm-hmm.
You raise your vibe, and you find your tribe, and not only that, but also you raise your vibe and you start going on a different frequency or a different level of how you are as a being. Because remember, we are not humans having a spiritual experience. We are spirits having a human
experience. Precisely. So remember, as we raise our vibration, so do we raise the energy of the things around us to come in and manifest and help us. Especially when we ask God and Goddess for the assistance that we need. Okay, so we're going to begin to take our callers for today. Remember, as we bring you on air, you're please going to state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question. Quickly, before we start taking our first callers for today, don't forget to check out JTree's website at WiccanTreeOfLife.com. That's WICCAN TreeOfLife.com, as well as my website at MerlinStaff.com. That's MerlinStaff.com with two S's.
And also, if I may add, that you can also find me on Facebook. When you put in WiccanTreeOfLife.com, it should actually bring up my page. And you'll know that it's my page because there will be a tree of life and it'll be a yin and a yang. And it'll have a very bright white spirit center to it that's showing in. So that way you know that it's my Facebook fan page. And you please like my page, follow me. I've been starting to post some really good tips and helpful links.
Yes.
And also found some incredible, I mean incredible, pieces of art, pictures, just to get people engaged. And, there's just so many nice things that are out there. And that's a power of positivity that will resonate with you if you find my page and you like it.
Very true. All right, everyone. So let's go ahead and start taking first callers for today's show. Our first caller on the show is going to be area code 520. First three digits are 234. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Reverend Adam. It's Lisa from Arizona. How are you?
Doing wonderful. How are you doing today, Lisa?
Good, thank you. My question is, I just dropped my four-year-old grandson off at his home. He spent a few days with me, 12 days or so. Do you feel he's in a safe environment?
You know, as far as safety is concerned, let's put it on a scale of 1 to 10 right now, okay? I believe he's around a 7, okay? It may not be the safest environment, but it's certainly going to be safer than a lot of other places he could have been.
Yeah, all right. Well,
okay.
I know you're very accurate, because based on the other readings I've had with you over time, when I look back at those readings, I think, oh, he was accurate. You don't sugarcoat, that's for sure.
Oh, well, I might sweeten it up a tad bit, but I don't really sugarcoat. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
Thank you.
And thank you for that feedback. All right, our next caller today is going to be area code 860. First three digits are going to be 836. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. It's Amla from Connecticut. I am wondering about, can you just please give me a message for the next couple of weeks? Just any message that's coming up for me.
Okay, it's about bright ideas and new opportunities over this next week, and it's also about love finally blossoming. So I feel like you've finally gone ahead and just let loose of the whole being in the mind frame situation, being in your head, stuck in there. And I feel that now that you're releasing that a little bit easier, the rest of this is going to flow through so much better now.
Okay, good. Because it's been a rough today. I went to the conference and I'll have a reading with you, but my goodness, it flipped me over. So
yeah,
I'm my whole processing is just to surrender. I surrender and I just say I am worthy.
Wonderful.
All the time now, because, yeah. But we'll talk later. We'll talk another time. Thank you, Reverend Adam. It's just
all right, Amla. Why don't you send me a text after the show so I can set up an appointment with you?
Sounds great. Sounds great. Thank you for the show. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
All right. Next caller today is going to be area code 347. First three digits are 463. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hello, Reverend. My name is Tanika, and I'm calling from New York, Long Island, and I wanted to check in with you about love life. There's someone that I've spoken to you about in the past. His name is Frank. I haven't heard from him for a while. I went through a procedure yesterday. Thank God I'm okay today. But I still haven't heard from him, so just wondering what you see with he and I in relationship and love, and what's going on with him.
You know, Frank's is a kind of a situation that's been a theme today. We've got a little bit distracted. Can you reformat that question for me, please?
Oh, okay. I just wanted to know what you saw from me with someone named Frank with relationship and love life. I haven't heard from him for a little while. I was just wondering what's going on with him, PC relationship between us.
Yeah, something's kind of wrong with him right now, as far as I can tell. Let's see here. Was there any health problems he was having last time you spoke with him?
Not that I know of. I know I went through a procedure yesterday, but I'm okay.
Okay, let's focus on what you went through for a minute, and then I'll circle back around to Frank. What did you go through?
I just went through a colonoscopy, that's all, just to see why maybe I might have stomach bloating all the time. But I'm okay today.
Okay. And did you get an answer?
Yeah, the doctor said everything was fine. He didn't see anything cancerous or anything like that.
Okay,
so,
good. All right. Now, with the Frank situation here, I'm feeling that something's not quite right. So I'm feeling like you might want to reach out and say, hey, is everything okay? It doesn't seem to be an emotional thing so much as a physical thing. Either that or they're just like super busy. But go ahead and reach out, see what's going on, because I don't see any animosity or tension between the two of you, and I don't see a lack of interest.
I still hope for him and me to get into a relationship when they like serious ones. Do you guys ever
see that
between them?
And like I said, just reach out and contact. There hasn't been any lack of interest.
Mhm.
Okay.
Mhm.
Okay. Let me know what happens on that one, but I'm feeling like there might be a little something holding him back. Okay. It just doesn't feel like it's a lack of interest or any tension between the two of you.
Because I don't want to, you know, bother him if we're never going to be, you know.
I understand, but that's a part of you coming from the fear, okay? I want you to have faith that the universe is going to guide your hand in this.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. Have a great night.
Thanks. I'll keep listening.
Okay. Our next caller today is going to be area code 856, first three digits are 429. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air listening to Jay Tree and Reverend Adam. How can we help you today? Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
It's Rosemary from New Jersey. Financial job, if it's coming in soon.
Okay, wonderful question here. I do see that coming in soon for you. I've got about a week and a half on the roster. So this
cool.
Looks pretty good.
Cool, cool.
Okay.
Appreciate it. Yep,
thank you. And remember, it's going to be a good one, but don't settle for less than what you're valuable. You know?
Got it. Appreciate it. Yeah, that's
right.
True. Thanks.
Gotcha. Bye-bye. All right, next caller today is going to be area code 561. First three digits are 247. Hello, caller. You are next and live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Stacy. I'm calling from Florida. I wanted to know, what do you see in regards to finances for me, please?
Okay, Stacy, it's going to take me a minute to tune in for you. Jay Tree is more than welcome to step in if he gets anything.
I'm sorry, I was occupied with something else. Can you repeat your question for me, please?
Hi, I wanted to know what you see coming up for me with my finances.
Well, let me pull out the tarot cards and let me take a look.
Okay.
Oh, we're going to do a reading tonight right online.
Yeah.
She's going to get herself an answer. Isn't this
mm-hmm.
nice? This is fun. I haven't done one of these in a while.
There's something that I'm feeling is a block, and it's been a block for a while now. So this will be very interesting to see what you have.
Oh, interesting. There's definitely something that's there as a block. It's got you turned upside down.
Yep. Okay. Can you describe to us a little bit of the history? What have your experiences been financially lately? Because there is something blocking you from achieving your stability.
went up and down. It, you know, truckles. It's not flowing as it should.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And how long has this been going on? About a year? Maybe more?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's about a year, about year plus.
Year plus? Okay. And we need to go ahead and remove this blockage. Are you aware of someone that would have had malice, jealousy, or some kind of hatred towards you for any given reason?
Yes.
Okay. And this person, female?
Yes.
Okay. Can you describe the situation to us, please?
It was a working relation, family, in-laws. You know,
yeah.
It's always
okay.
Been.
Yeah, there's an evil eye on you that needs to come out immediately because I can't even see anything coming through for you, not on a stable level and not on the level that you need. This blockage is completely in the way. How do I spell your first name, sweetie?
S-T-A-C-E-Y.
Okay, I've got you. And is it okay for me to give you a call at this number another time?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to go ahead and give you a call at that number after the show, and you'll see a 443 number pop up, and that'll be the phone number I'm calling from, so that way we can get you situated. There's more to go into, but we're not going to do that on the show.
Okay.
Okay,
right,
thank you for calling in. Bye-bye. All right, our next caller brought on momentarily, but first, please don't forget to visit WiccanTreeOfLife.com. That is Wiccan, W-I-C-C-A-N, TreeOfLife.com, as well as our website over at MerlinsStaff.com with two S's. That's Merlin's. staff.com. Our next caller today is going to be area code 310. First three digits are 344. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Yes, my name is Susan, and I'm calling from Oklahoma. And I wanted to see if you see me finding anything new in the job front.
Okay. Wonderful, wonderful. Let's see here. You had a little bit of a blockage too, but I feel like you've done some energy work yourself to move things away that would be blocking
yeah.
you. You've also done a little bit of healing work. I'm very proud of you here. I actually get this month of March, and I'm getting around March 5th to the 10th, okay? So anything
okay.
could come in before that, but this is going to be a very pivotal time for you, and this is when what you've been seeking is revealed.
Okay.
Okay? So that looks very good to me, and it has a new beginnings attached to it, so it might be entirely new.
Oh, awesome. Okay.
All right. Wonderful.
All right,
thank you.
For
calling in.
Many blessings.
You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right, next caller today is area code 917. First three digits are 538. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Linda. My question is... I am having an issue with my supervisor, with a new supervisor, and I don't really like her, and it triggers me constantly. Do you see this changing? I don't want her as my supervisor, but what can I do?
Okay. You know, what I'm getting here is a little bit outside of your comfort zone in this situation. And I hate to tell you that, but it is. It's a, more of a message of how to handle this situation. So first off, I need to understand, is she a micromanager or is she like just pushy?
I think it's like very detail oriented. It's like too controlling a little bit. And like
okay,
very
detail oriented goes to micromanaging. Okay.
Micromanaging to the point where I was had to tell her to, you know, why don't you put my schedule together if you know better than me how I have to do it.
Oh my.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's saucy.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That is saucy. So what I want you to do is I want you, this is my suggestion, this is the universe's suggestion. You go to her and you say, okay, what can we do to see eye to eye? Because the way you're projecting to me makes me feel that I am not good enough when I know I am fully capable of doing my job. Okay, and you go to her and say, I respect you, and I respect what you're about, but we need to come to eye on how we're going to work as a unit. Okay?
Yep.
Okay.
I mean,
and
that I've already tried.
You're
going to
keep doing this. Okay, you're going to keep going to her, and you have to be consistent with it. One and two isn't going to cut it. You're going to have to keep doing it until she gets the point. And when you come in and you say, I respect you, you're going to take her off guard because you're basically calling her out. What she's looking for when she wants that much control is she's looking for respect because she's never come from a place where she felt respected by others. She came from a place where she felt disrespected by her own family, overlooked and undervalued. The same place you come from in your history, but you handle it differently. You heal differently. She doesn't. She allows it to go to a place of pain. Okay? So remember how to approach this situation is with unconditional love and kindness, but also to be a manager of your manager.
Exactly. I mean, I told the director, like, I don't know if I should laugh or cry at this situation with the schedule and how she wants to. It's crazy.
Yeah. So you tell her,
what does the director
this is what I am capable of doing. You say, this is what I am capable of doing. This is what I would like to do. But we need to come to eye, and the only way to do that is to find common ground. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Do you have an
idea?
Oh, thank you.
You're more than welcome, honey, but we only do one question per caller. If you'd like, I can take down your number, and I'd love to do a private session with you, okay? Would that be okay with you?
No, maybe next time.
Okay, thank you. You have a great evening.
Thank you.
All right, our next caller today is area code 202. First three digits are 394. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, my name is Mel Boley, and I'm calling from D.C. My question is about a friend of mine, a female friend of mine, and how, you know, just how to be able to work with her in our friendship. She's going to pull me off, my energy off a lot.
Mm-hmm. So you're dealing with a psychic vampire.
Emotional vampire.
What does that mean?
Somebody that drains you.
Someone that literally, when you walk away, you basically say, oh my God, that was so exhausting.
Yeah, I don't think I get to walk away. I think it's in the moment. It's like even in the moment, like, I mean, I try to share with her, and she's accepting, but she just, like, just how she is. She's a good friend. It's just like, we're just, I don't even know how to work with
her. So here's what you do, okay? You know a thing or two about spirituality. Why don't you start approaching her not as a friend, but as a counselor? Without her knowledge, of course, you can just start changing the way you handle her. And don't look at her as a friend. Look at her as, yeah, maybe she's a good friend, but right now you have to look at her as a student. And you have to begin to somewhat emotionally separate yourself from her while providing her with tasks or opportunities to improve upon herself. So if she's repetitively repeating the same cycle, what you can do is show her, okay, what is in this cycle that you're still uncomfortable with? What is in this cycle that you need to learn from? Or you can, you know, say to her, all right, well, here's an idea. This is something you can apply to this situation. Go ahead and apply this and then come back to me once you're done.
Right.
Start giving her tasks. Start giving her affirmations. Start applying spiritual techniques to the way you approach her, and you'll begin to notice a difference.
Okay. Okay. And what do I do when, well.
Yeah, I'm sorry, hon. We only do one question per call.
Uh-huh.
That's right.
All right.
Okay, would you like a private reading, though?
I think I may. I know I need one.
Okay.
In general.
All right. Hold on. Is this the number I'm seeing here, the 202-394 number that I could call you on?
Yes, it is.
Okay, give me one moment. I'm taking down this number. Don't hang up so I can see it.
No problem.
It's a 394, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then we have... Okay. I'm not saying the whole thing, so we're not sharing it over the air.
No problem.
Okay. And then how do I spell your first name?
N-A-A.
B-O-R-L-E. I got N-A-A.
B-O-R-L-E.
Yeah. Okay, I've got you. I will give you a call back either to today after the show or tomorrow, okay?
Okay, excellent, yes.
Thank you. All right, and once more, our last caller will be taken for tonight's show in one moment. We're going to have a short break. Hello, 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 and we are back. We're going to go ahead and take our last caller for tonight's show, and then we're going to wish you all good luck, love, and a good night. Our next caller and final caller for tonight's show is area code 402. First three digits are 320. Hello, caller. You are now live and on air. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, this is Sharon, and
I'm
in New York.
Sharon.
Hi. Grateful to be able to talk to you. I've got some a serious issue with evil
yes.
attacking my family and actually working through people, actual people as well.
Yes.
Especially attacking my dog.
So we have possessed people around you as well, correct?
Right.
Okay.
And I don't know who or why this is, but they're attacking my dog.
Okay. Hold on one moment, please. I know exactly what's going on. I'll explain that situation in 1 minute. And do I have your permission to write down your phone number to call you after the show?
Yes.
Okay, one moment, please. Yeah, they're attacking the dogs because the dogs are your guardians, okay? And
yeah.
The guardians, the dogs, are trying to protect you from what does not belong there spiritually. They've also taken on physical attacks or impacts so you would not have to deal with your health as well as the health around others within your group, okay? How do I spell your first name, sweetie?
S-H-A-R-O-N.
Okay, and I'm going to put a big P next to that one, okay? And spiritual warfare. There we go. All right, so you are under spiritual warfare right now, and you have a lot of energy trying to attack you. That energy is not very good. How do you sleep at night?
Not very well. A lot of times if I sense it or my dog senses someone around me.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
I kind of stand on guard.
When was the last time you saged or spiritually cleansed your home?
I've tried using holy water.
Yes,
almost daily.
Okay.
But anyway. There are actually mm-hmm. people coming in, breaking in.
Yeah. We're going to have to call you, and we're going to have to really bring you through this, but you're under attack, and they are literally trying to kill you and anybody you associate with on a positive level.
Right.
And it's not just
yeah.
about you. It's about other members of your family. Okay.
Yeah, they've gotten a hold of them, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And unless somebody is
spiritual,
they don't
understand. You need a full-on professional removal, okay? They are
mm-hmm.
trying to kill you physically and spiritually and mentally. We are dealing with demons, and we are dealing with jinn. So what we're going to do is directly after the show, we're going to eat our food because we're hungry, and then I will
yeah.
give you a call, okay?
Okay?
So I need you to stay up for a little bit, and then I'll give you information privately, and we can talk privately, have a full call, the consultation,
okay.
and then I'll give you what it's going to entail to get this taken care of. I also have to give you instructions because it's like you know what you're dealing with. You have a little bit of knowledge on your own, and you've kind of been able to keep it on a level where it hasn't done its full purpose yet, but you haven't been able to completely get rid of it either. And there is a very strong masculine energy that I'm picking up on that they are using to attack.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Well, thank you,
yeah.
and we will give
okay.
you a call directly
okay.
after we are done eating.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right. J-Tree, do you have any last statements for tonight's show?
No, I don't, but, you know, we do have the equinox that's coming up on March 21st, we've got daylight savings that's coming up that's on March 8th. It's going to bring a lot more white light back into the world again, and I'm excited about that.
That is correct.
And as that progresses, the days will get longer, the light will stay here longer, and the darkness will
mm-hmm.
go away.
Will fade.
So my easy cleanse for you, everybody that's on the phone tonight, easy cleanse your house. Put intention into it and say, I cleanse my house and open up all the drapes, all the blinds, let all the white light come in, all your natural light come in and cleanse your home. It's a really quick and easy spell that you can do, or a intention. As long as your intention is pure, you don't have anything to worry about. And with all that white light and all that natural light that comes back into the house, it's going to naturally cleanse everything. If you have stones, or if you have anything else that you need to cleanse in the sunlight, because that's a great cleanse, as well as moonlight is for stones and gems, now would be the time to do it. Do it on a day when it's not overcast, which we're all hoping we're going to have more and more of those too.
Right.
So those are just like the last bits of tips and things to help you that are going to spiritually clean your house. If you don't have the time to do the salt that you need to around your home, if you don't have the time to sage your home, if you don't have the time to do other cleansing mechanisms and things, then opening up your windows and letting all that light in. And I mean, like opening up the blinds so that way they're all the way to the top. You know, open up your drapes so that way you're letting all of the light in, and it's going to flow and wash over everything inside the house.
Right. So that's a wonderful tip, J-Tree. Thank you for that. We want to wish everyone a wonderful movement forward in your paths, and we want to wish you all love and light and only the best, and we try and get to everyone on each show as much as we can. We don't have any more callers in the queue, and we are a little tired from today. So we're going to go ahead and end the show early tonight, wishing you all love and light.
And don't forget to visit us on our website, Wiccan, W-I-C-C-A-N, treeoflife.com, as well as Merlin's staff, with two S's in between Merlin and staff, there's two S's that are there, .com. And feel free to reach out to either one of us. We're always able to help you with your spiritual needs. I can do a tarot card reading for you. I can do healing. I am an energy healer. There's many things that, with you being in touch with us, it's beneficial to you.
That is correct. All right, everyone.
Thank you very much for joining us tonight. It was a pleasure to help each and every one of you out, and we look forward to speaking with more of you the next weekend when we're back on the air again at 8 p.m. sharp Eastern Standard Time.
On Saturdays. Thank you, and love and light. Good night.
Thank you for listening to Psychic Talk Radio with Reverend Adam. Be sure to tune in next time for more spiritual insight. On behalf of Reverend Adam and the entire crew, we wish you all Namaste, love and healing.